Welcome back, fans in the Pro. Big one tomorrow night, Tiger Stadium, number 9, Ole Miss against number 13, LSU. Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers, joins us. Chris, you're on with Mike Austin. Of course, the Ole Miss Rebel, Deuce McAllister. How are you?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
So last year, let's see, Ole Miss, 706 yards of offense in a crazy game, 55-49. Both defenses clearly better, but how do you, where do you see this game kind of going, more like a track meet or different? I mean, both quarterbacks, push the field.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, last year, obviously, there wasn't a defense to be found anywhere in Oxford on that giving Saturday. I forgot until I went back and watched the film. I mean, LSU had a chance, was a catch away from, winning that game. So, again, it was just back and forth, indeed, a track meet. You know, I think the question, gentlemen, comes down to, it is the same. There's the great offense for Ole Miss is there, much like last year. You got Lane Kiffin, who arguably is the best offensive play caller in college football, one of them for sure. LSU's offense, I think, from a point standpoint and the weaponry they have, can, if it comes down to a score fest, they do it differently than Jaden Daniels did it last year, but I still think they can put points on the board. Has Ole Miss's defense, what's the best team they faced offensively? And on the flip side of that, you can ask the same question about LSU. Which team that this defense has faced is anywhere in the same, zip code is what they'll see against Ole Miss. So, I think there's a lot of questions. When you look at is either defense better? Obviously, Ole Miss statistically, I mean, that was the story in the offseason with all of the transfer portal talk was, building up a defense. And statistically, they so far have been much improved. I mean, leading the SEC in sacks near the top, tackles for loss, and giving up very little on the ground, very little through the air, and I think 7.5 points through 6 games. So, I think we'll all find out a little more. And I would say, if you probably, got an inside conversation with both Coach Kelly and both Coach Kiffin, I think they would tell you, we're going to see because, LSU's got a gauntlet coming up. Ole Miss has got a gauntlet the rest of the way. And, how good are these defenses? Because I think we very well could have another track meet.
Chris, I got to ask you, injuries. When you talk about it from both teams, LSU coming off of the bye, so you had a little bit more extra time. But Ole Miss, looking at the trip to South Carolina and, not having one of your starting defensive ends, your starting receiver get hurt. One running back, I think, is already out the game. Your starting running back being banged up, that being for Ole Miss. What the injuries, what impact do they have on this game?
I think, just talking to some folks earlier today, Deuce, from Ole Miss who'd made their way over here, they were really talking about some injuries up front on that offensive line, not to mention the other ones you just talked about, which is whether or not Trey Harris is 100%, whether or not he'll go, how deep are they in the running backs. I know that they got a shoulder injury to Parrish, a sore shoulder, put it that way. Expected to play, however. But they really talked about, that offensive line against what I think is a much improved and getting better day-to-day, week-to-week defensive front for LSU. And then for the Tigers, obviously tough news last night, learning that Kyle Parker, who again, like Chris Hilton, is one of those guys that can take a top off of defense, which is, for the most part, the only element that LSU has been missing. And, of course, Kyle had the big catch against South Alabama for 45 yards. Garrett hit him, laid it right in his hands at full speed. So he's out for the season. So that's a tough loss. But again, for LSU, not that you want to lose anybody to injury, that's a pretty deep receiver room. Not to mention that, even though they're classified as tight ends, Mason Taylor, the freshman Tre'Davious Green, and the sophomore Kamorian Pimpton also are kind of tall targets. But I think injuries are going to play a factor in this, and I think both teams are certainly without the weaponry they'd like to have on both sides of the ball. But again, I thought it was key because, LSU's offensive line, I think, has passed the test for pass protection up to this point. They've gotten better at creating holes for the running game. But, is Ole Miss going to be able to get pressure with 4 or 5? Are they going to have to blitz? And if they blitz, is LSU going to be effective running the football? And, you know, we're not sure if Caden Durham is 100%. We're not sure. We're assuming he will be ready to go tomorrow, but we'll have to wait and see. So I think there are a lot of questions that probably the coaches and the staff know that for the rest of us we'll find out, you know, around 6:44 when everybody's on the field ready to go.
Chris, you talked about some of the fans, particularly from Oxford, have made their way to Baton Rouge. Set the stage for us in Baton Rouge. How electric is it already?
Yeah, it's been that way, Deuce, all week. I mean, there's something about it, and I've, you know, it's kind of hard to describe, but it is very palpable that this week was an important week. And some of that may be due to the fact that LSU fans, you know, had a week off, and so they're chomping at the bit to get back to watch the Tigers. But I think a lot more of it has to do with, for me, I know Ole Miss has got a rivalry with Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl. That goes without saying. But, you know, when I think about classic SEC football and what helped, I think, make this sport grow regionally and eventually nationally is a matchup like Ole Miss and LSU. And so I think that's kind of the, hey, we didn't play last week. We're optimistic based on how we performed against South Alabama. We think we saw some things that were improved, especially defensively. And now you got, you know, the coach that, unless you're an Ole Miss fan, you love to hate, and that's, of course, Lane Kiffin. He's bringing his number 8 team into town. It's a Saturday night in Death Valley. Oh, by the way, it's homecoming. Oh, by the way, it's the game they're going to celebrate 100 years of Tiger Stadium. I mean, they have done everything they can possibly do. Now it's up to Coach Kelly and the Tigers to go finish the deal. But they're without question. I mean, campus was jam-packed today. Saw a lot of Ole Miss fans that were going over to see Mike at his habitat. And, you know, they're going to be ready to go. And I imagine I'm planning to go early. I mean, the kickoff's at 6:30. I go to work technically at 6, but I want to get inside and get on the ground. So probably going to be about a 9:30, 10 o'clock arrival for me.
No, I was giving you about 2 o'clock to get over there. You're saying you're going to have breakfast over there.
I like to get there and make sure I'm not, you know, caught in a traffic scenario near the stadium. That way I can go ahead, sneak inside, go find my office, and then wait for kickoff.
It's been I hate to use the word strange, but it feels like a year ago LSU played in that South Carolina crazy game, right? They lose to USC, and then the Nichols and the crazy South Carolina, UCLA was a win, and South Alabama, and just they're in this 4-game win streak. But I feel like we know maybe as least about this team as we've known about any team, and that makes tomorrow night so much bigger. Does that make sense?
Oh, Mike, I think you're spot on. I mean, we all said when we were leaving Vegas the first weekend in September that, you know, more than likely based on what we thought about Ole Miss preseason and what they were able to do outside of the Kentucky game, which was a little surprise, although give Kentucky a lot of credit. They hang their hat on defense, especially this year. But we kind of said leaving Vegas, yeah, you want to win, you want to get better the next 4 weeks, but you really can't change the narrative from a national standpoint, and for that matter, probably even some Tiger fans, until you face Ole Miss and possibly get the win. Then maybe the rest of the country, who some of which have said, you know, I don't think they're a top 15 team, I don't think they're a top 20 or top 25 team. I think the only way after that loss at USC to get some of those people back on the fence or maybe to your side is with a win over Ole Miss. So you're exactly right. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of buzz or, hey, we've righted the ship, everything's going to be okay, and it's still not there. And that's why it's unfortunate that week number 6, and in this case game number 7 for Ole Miss, I think both of these teams, this is almost a must-win. I mean, when you look at the rest of the schedule, if they have ideas of winning the SEC or being the top 2 teams that get to Atlanta and then certainly get into a 12-team playoff, I mean, this is a tough game for both the Rebels and the Tigers, but it's not the last tough game. And that's why when people say, are we overemphasizing the importance of this game? Normally, I'm that guy who says you can't put that type of emphasis on one game. But the way this is set up and the goals that both of these teams and both of these fan bases have, I kind of lean with them. I kind of think it's almost a must-win for both of these squads because, again, they already have one loss. I think, obviously, Ole Miss kind of surprised they got the loss to Kentucky. I think LSU felt confident they could win against USC in Vegas. So now the margin for error is very slight with, you know, the Georgias of the world coming up and the Oklahomas and the Alabamas, you know, and the rest. So LSU, excuse me, you know, this next three games before they get to the next bye week, I mean, you play Ole Miss and you go on the road to Arkansas, who did what they did last week, and then you get Texas A&M, which a lot of people are now buying the Aggies. So, yeah, it's a big game. There's no two ways about it.
It's the SEC, baby. It is the SEC in October and soon to be November. Chris, get there early, enjoy the atmosphere, and we appreciate all of your time this afternoon.
Thanks, Chris. Have a blast as well.
You guys too, man. Enjoy the weekend.
We will. Chris Blair, LSU voice of the Tigers. So LSU and Ole Miss tomorrow in Death Valley. Coverage starts at 2 o'clock. Join Mike Dettelier and Herb Tyler for the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show live from Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge, presented by MAP Construction. It's always a great time with Mike and Herb. Acme has 16 surround sound TVs, great drink specials, plus life's more fun with seafood. And catch the LSU pregame at 4:30. Kickoff with the man we just spoke with, Chris Blair. We know he'll be there. And Jacob Hester at 6:30. The Tigers and the Rebels. 10 hours of exciting LSU football coverage tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock on WWL. Always free on the Odyssey app.